There are additional valves to clear all coming obstructions, so this one also very important to bring about the way. The first one is to ask for forgiveness from the triple gem itself. This one is very important, and this is the most important, because triple gem, you offended the triple gem, the coming obstruction is very, very severe, really severe. So if you don't ask for forgiveness, it can hinder your cultivation very seriously. So we recite it this way. If by action, speech or thought, whether knowingly or unknowingly, we are ignorant, delusion or heedlessness, this nature of mind has offended or done anything wrong out to the triple gem, the Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha, this nature of mind would like to sincerely ask for forgiveness. You have to do this, because the moment you ask for forgiveness, it will connect to the nature's law, because the triple gem and all those great beings, they have already forgiven every living beings via their pure wish or aspiration. You only need to request. Then after that, the second one is, whosoever from the distant past until now, whether knowingly or unknowingly, that this nature of ours or mine has caused any coming negativity, misery and suffering or misled, this nature of mine would like to sincerely ask for forgiveness from them all. May my sincere request for forgiveness be accepted by all, so that all this coming obstruction can be amicably dissolved or watered down or lessened, thereby enabling this nature of mind to continue with its cultivation to realize the true Dhamma with ease. Then this nature of mind also vow to repent, and from now onwards vow never to repeat any of this coming negativity born of greed, hatred and delusion. By following the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil, do good, and purify the mind, we are striving on with heedfulness to keep the five precepts and cultivate the Bodhisattva way diligently, so that it will never violate this law of karma whenever it arises. Then finally, to invoke the power of merits. By the power of whatever merits or wholesomeness that this nature of mind had cultivated since the distant past until now, may arise the causes and conditions for this nature of mind to have the ability to overcome all my coming obstruction or obstacle amicably, so that this nature of mind will be able to gain back its life, to walk the path of Dhamma, to realize the fulfillment of all its Bodhisattva vows. Coming obstructions are very powerful. You don't invoke power of merits for causes and conditions. Chances are, when we come, we will still be obstructed, like many of you have already known. Sometimes you misled people for many lives in the past, yet you don't know. You don't even know. Then the karmic friction can trigger off karmic obstruction later on. This is how you develop the cultivation.